this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, how much could it cost? Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton, and with me is your co-host, John the Animal Hurst.
The animal, like, yeah. like a wrestler, or is it just like a, is that my nickname? Do I have like a record here?
It's because you're a Homo sapien.
Okay, like an animal,
like a literal member of the animal tree in like taxonomy.
Okay, all right, but I feel like you just give that to any person at that point, like Aaron.
Aaron the Animal Littleton. Esquire. So, can you like kind of tag on Esquire to, like, there's no requirement to be an Esquire,
or am is I there wrong no about requirement that? Really,
is there no requirement to be an Esquire? I need to be,
I mean, I believe
I
you.
Think I feel like there's no requirement to be an Esquire. I've always heard you can just kind of, I mean, think about like Bill and Ted, right? Like
Bill S. Preston
Esquire. Why does he say that if there was, you know, some require, I can't feel like Bill S. Preston would have gained any requirements whatsoever.
Yeah, but also I don't think Bill S. Preston Esquire knows what Esquire means, and also I'm not sure what I think I know what Esquire means in this sense now right. That I'm thinking about it.
I guess
what I'm trying to say here.
Okay, I guess there may be historically, I guess you have to be a lawyer to be an Esquire.
I mean, I guess, like, defend the people.
Oh, in British English, a polite title appended to a man's name when no other title is used, typically in the address of a letter or other documents.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah, it is nothing. It's nothing. It's John the Animal Hurst Esquire.
So it is something that you give to people to make them feel important when everyone else has, like, an honorific.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess in the United States, it's maybe more commonly used for lawyers.
Okay. I think we need to take it back then. I don't think the lawyers need to have it. I think we're good.
Why do they get shit, right?
Yeah, they got money. It's okay. They got billboards with like
some
funny,
of them do. Yes.
Yeah, funny phone numbers. Like,
I mean, like, you could have a billboard.
True.
I mean, you could have a billboard. We could all have billboards. How much would a billboard cost just to put a picture of just John that says John the Animal Hurst over downtown Knoxville so everyone that drives by sees it?
Is it just a picture of me looking goofy as hell with like maybe like finger guns and it says John the Animal Hurst and no?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. We could grab, you know, like a cool laser background or something.
Yeah.
Or like one of those backgrounds you put in a aquarium so it looks like your aquarium is underwater. It's something like that.
Or space.
With space background. Yeah. I mean, NASA photographs are all, you know, free use. Mm-hmm. You can use them for anything. We could absolutely put you in space on your billboard. Should we start a Patreon for the sole purpose of making a billboard of John the Animal Hurst?
I feel like you got to join me on the billboard, though. I feel like it's got to be John the Animal Hurst and Aaron the Animal Littleton on it.
That's fine.
It's got to be both of us are animals.
With an asterisk down at the bottom, it says the animal refers to them being Homo sapiens.
Yeah, very tiny text.
Yep. So the people wreck their cars trying to read what it means.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those digital billboards, right? Like, there's a ton of those now. And they cycle through, you know, 5 or 10 big images. I just can't see those being all that expensive. I just can't see it.
No.
I mean, I don't know like what the contracts look like, but this is absolutely something we could research and make a pointless billboard just to give ourselves nicknames.
I mean, there was someone that up in like closer to where my mom lives, actually. It's like there was someone put it a billboard for a VTuber that doesn't live in the area. Just they put that billboard up for.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's free. It's free range. I mean, that's free real estate. Really, like the meme applies. I mean, it's not free real estate. You have to pay for it. Yeah. But I bet it's not that expensive real estate when you get right down to it. When you get versus what it gets for you. I mean, a nickname that everybody in your hometown knows. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some valuable shit. I mean, what if you stuck with a bad nickname? What if you meet somebody new and they want to call you something like, chief? Like, what's up there, chief? You're like, I don't like that. But yeah, like, if they've already got your nickname from your billboard, no problem.
Yeah, where they call you like Hoss, like they do in the South.
Hoss. Yeah, man. Fuck a bunch of Hoss.
Fuck a Hoss.
Who wants to be Hoss?
Yeah.
Someone that no one nicknamed Hoss is a Hoss. They might. I feel like Hoss has potentially positive implications that you're like a big, strong dude. But everyone I've ever known whose name is Hoss was just been fat.
Yeah. That's usually where it kind of boils down to it. There's a place in town called Pizza Hoss near me.
Pizza Hoss.
Yeah. And they have a mascot, which is, I guess, the owner. And he does not look like a Hoss. He just looks like a standard white dude, basically. I don't know if this guy has earned the name Hoss, but he calls himself Pizza Hoss, and the pizza is pretty good. So maybe I'll let it slide.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's more of a metaphorical Hoss. It's just his ability to make pretty good pizza has earned him the non-ironic nickname of Hoss. So many Hosses are ironically nicknamed.
Right. Right. Maybe he showed like a Kentucky Colonel, like we were talking about last episode. He earned the admiration of his fellow Hossites.
Pizza man's. Is there like an internet or Hoss? I guess maybe there. I mean, I could see an International Council of Hosses, the ICH.
Yeah.
And the IHOS. Yes.
International exactly. House of Hosses.
You could get a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Hossie.
Yes.
And they have to. Yeah, sure. Just because like your friends call you Hoss, does that get you into the International House of Hoss, International Council of Hoss? I forget what we called this.
I was thinking International House of Hoss, House of Hoss. But House International of Hoss. Council of Hoss, the ICO is pretty good also.
Yeah, I mean, they could be associated organizations. Like, one could kind of cover, like, North America, and the other one could be the European branch.
Yeah.
You know, you can have stuff like that. But the International House of Hoss, they have to vote, probably over pancakes. I can't imagine a bunch of Hosses getting together not eating pancakes, to be honest.
No, that sounds like a good time. I mean, that is like what, you know, the pancake breakfast is and all that. That is basically a House of Hoss right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, like, a Freemason pancake breakfast is probably 60% Hoss by volume.
Yes.
I guess they gotta vote you in. They gotta vote you in. So don't just start calling people Hoss. Like, there's some rules here. There's some rules, I guess, we're finding out.
But for the going back to like if you want to call yourself the Animal, there's pretty good, like, if you put a billboard up that says your name, the Animal, like with the Animal in the middle of it, they're just gonna call you the Animal. And you know what? That's not a bad way to go on that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I said, there's so many bad nicknames and you don't get it most of the time. You don't get a nickname. You don't get to pick your nickname, right? No. Like someone else picks it for you and it sticks and it's bad or it has the potential of being bad. And then in the future, if someone's like, what was up with that billboard that's calling you an animal? And he's like, Daryl did that. That was Daryl. And Daryl, whether they know Daryl or not, at least that people will go like, oh man, if they did that to mess with you, that sounds like a good nickname. So I guess you're the Animal now, pal. And you're like, the Animal's based on me being a Homo sapien. They're like, what? And you're like, what?
Yeah, just like you just read it off really fast, like a radio advertisement. And
yes.
It's like, excuse me? It's like, and you just continue on. You do not answer the question.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? I don't know.
Anyway.
So, folks, of course, we do a thing on this show where we watch a video on loop until we can't take it anymore. And sometimes Sean rolls in hot and he's got two videos. Mm-hmm. He's got two videos and he lets me pick based on kind of a clue. Like, I don't get to know it. Like, whenever he's the host, because the host is the only one that knows the video. They've correct. Picked it out. The co-host does not know. And I have taken a page from his book today, this time.
Oh.
And we have two videos. And here, John, here are your clues. And I'm going to say one of these we're both going to like, and one of these we're both going to hate. Because I picked one out and I thought, that's too good. That's too good. That's too easy. And so I've had one kind of in my back pocket for a minute, that like I've almost watched a couple times, but at the time I did not feel properly prepared. I wasn't going to do this to myself.
Okay.
So that's kind of the stakes. That's the stakes for this choice that you're about to make. So, John, you have a choice today between peace and love. So you can choose peace or you can choose love. And that's the video we'll watch.
Okay. Do I get to ask any questions or just those are my only two options?
Oh, boy. Would it be fun if you could ask some? I think it could be fun if you could ask some questions. But you can't ask which is the good one.
Right, okay? Right, right.
You can... You can ask. I'll give you two questions. Two questions.
All right.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes or no. Yes or no questions.
Okay. Here's a yes or no question. Number one, is the peace temporary?
No, peace is always temporary. So I'm going to say yes.
You got me there. Good use of words there. I agree. You got me.
It's just human nature, you know, with us being Homo sapiens, aka animals.
Yeah.
Peace is always going to be temporary.
Is the love natural?
No. Ooh. The love is not natural. That's a good question. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, like the love that the animal would share among the animals.
Yeah. This is an unnatural love. No question about it.
I think I'm going to have to go with love here. I think I'm going to roll the dice and go love.
Oh boy.
I think I need to know.
Survey says. Survey says. I guess we'll find out. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, there we go.
John, you're seeing it.
No.
Welcome.
This is.
Welcome to the guild's Do You Want to Date My Avatar music video.
Ooh, this is tough.
This was the bad one, John. You got the bad one, the real bad one.
I mean, I knew I had a feeling when you said it was not natural love here that it's
that was the bad one.
I had a feeling on that. But, you know, sometimes the temptation is there. You got to open up Pandora's box. And what's facing you in Pandora's box is Felicia Day in her guild outfit with her other guild members, who I don't remember anything about the show other than Felicia Day was in the show.
She was in the show. It was a web show about gaming. Did they play D&D or did they play like World of Warcraft kind of game?
I think they played like a World of Warcraft. That was the hot topic at the time, you know, the WoW.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it was like kind of pre D&D being like cool again.
Mm-hmm.
If it ever was or wasn't, I don't know. But you're
back
right.
Was this like third edition 3.5?
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you. It might be three. It might have even been four.
Ooh.
I feel like this is a 2010 to 2012 video. Just an incredibly terrible time.
The very dark time for this is one of those times. Like this is the closest that the unsuspecting public ever got to see into like a convention music video. And you know what I'm talking about, Aaron.
I know 100% what you're talking about. And yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, it's just like those kind of videos where like it's funny only because it's on the convention and it's on their like closed circuit TV and all that. And it's usually like, aha, like someone's dressed as Boba Fett and they're like on a Corvette or something like that. And that it's one of those. It's one of those videos.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely for it's inside ball. I guess like it's kind of tough to like look at this like from our heady position in 2024, right? Like yeah, there was
from the heavens, from the lofty lofty angels in the sky as we are, John the Angel Hurst here.
The Angel Hurst
looks down on the animals.
Asterix, it is because John is a seraphim.
Yes.
You know, I probably thought this was kind of neat at the time. You know, it was sort of before. I mean, a lot of this stuff was mainstream enough to have any kind of money put behind a, you know, fan-ish kind of video, right? Or yeah. did I think this was awful even then? I'm not sure.
I remember watching, because it was a web series, and it was like, oh, it's meant for, like, we're on the web, and we were that generation that was like, oh, Mega 64, oh, Red versus Blue at the time.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, the videos you would download before, previously for YouTube. Oh, God, it's exclusive on Xbox Live and Zune. Yep. Shit, dog.
Fuck. Zune exclusive. Hold on. A Zune exclusive. It sure is.
Yeah, the Zune did not have a widescreen. Good on them. Good on them getting that Zune money, because no one else sure did.
There was so much possibilities for Zune. So much possibilities for the league. Ruined. I wonder what a Zune could do these days. A Zune was a Microsoft's attempt at an iPod, if you don't remember. And an iPod is an iPhone that can't make calls, if you don't remember.
Right.
Which we're absolutely getting to that point.
We are. We're getting there. We're the Zune, I bet it works as an okay music player, because I think you could just drag and drop them onto the Zune, like unlike an iPod or iPhone where you have to like drop it through a proprietary program, or at least had to at the time.
Right.
But the Zune had also had like the weird instead of like the circle wheel, they had like a touch pad up and down, left and right type thing.
They sure did.
Yeah, and they did not feel good.
Nope. Microsoft being bad at hardware interfaces. What?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say something. The Guild and this music video, Do You Want to Date My Avatar, featuring Felicia Day of The Guild, they are peas in a pod. They are they both feel the same to me. They feel
one was on the other. There's no way. John, are you sure you did not have a Zune and you watched all of The Guild on the Zune over and over? And
no,
so that is why you have a and then you repressed that memory somewhere along the way. And now when you see The Guild, there's like some very deep, dark, musty corner of your mind that goes, Zune. John, come back to the Zune.
My MP3 player was the Creative Lab Zen or something. Well, it looked like a soap dish. That's the one I had. But you're not wrong though. I'm thinking about this the more realizing it's like kind of like part of me wanted a Zune, I think, in a weird way, because it was like it was lighter. It was lighter than my soap dish MP3 player. And I was like kind of jealous. It had a color screen.
Yeah, it sure did.
And I didn't want an iPod because like that's what the measly animals wanted. I'm an angel.
Yeah, as a seraphim, you had to have an off-brand MP3 player. God has very few rules for angels, but one of them is definitely no Apple products.
Look, the Zune is the perfect. Like, I'm one of those old school angels, like the ones with like a bunch of the Be Not Afraid angels, the dozens of eyes and limbs where there shouldn't be limbs and all that. And like humanity, animals look at me and they go insane. That's the type of angel I am. And that's weirdly enough perfect for me with the Zune. It was like the perfect fit for angels.
Yeah. I mean, just that's, I mean, that's fine. God does not care about that. They just make sure you know Apple products.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Like, you show up at the pearly gates and St. Peter's there. It's like, let me check the database to see if you're getting in. And you're like, you're not using like a MacBook? Like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's my HP Yoga. It's like, okay. Okay, that's what heaven is. All right. I see.
Yeah, just like that,
we're assigning you a Surface.
Maybe that's the reason why all the Apple stores are like very clean looking, very white, like very heaven looking in a yeah. lot of ways. Because it's trying to emulate what it cannot achieve, what it cannot reach for.
They're appealing to God to let them in.
Yes. Yes. Like, please, we realize we sinned with the Apple Lisa. We realized that we were cast down when we made this Apple product. We did not make the Apple Lucifer. That was not a case there, but we thought about it for sure.
Every Apple store in the break room, it says like employee of the month, God. It's got a picture of God there. Just try doing everything they can to try and make sure they can sell Apple products to heaven. I mean, think about all of the souls that you could sell Apple products to if you could sell it inside heaven.
Big market.
It's sold. A huge market. I mean, there's been more dead people than there are currently living people. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know, because the way that the human population, as animals, we've exploded, haven't we? We Homo sapiens.
Right. But that only means more dead animals in the future is what we're trying to get.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got a corner market. Of that market. Yeah, you can't. It's just like our Lotus Simple Notes or whatever it was. You know how they yeah. in our world they conquered Portugal.
Yeah, Portugal.
And just Portugal. Like, we can't have, you know, like some sort of off brand. Like, they don't need to be using Chromebooks in heaven. That is like Google's. They'd love to do that, but Apple's trying their damnedest to get in there first.
Yeah, you can't really. I doubt you get a good internet connection to heaven. Let's be real.
I mean, all that metal, all the gold. I mean, how does a Wi-Fi broadcast like transmit through gold? Like, is that going to be a problem, or is it?
I think it's pretty good, actually. Like, mostly, or like the gold, at least in terms of marketability, because they're always talking about gold plated cables and stuff. So
I guess you're right. Yeah, I mean, but for a radio signal, like a Wi-Fi signal, right? Like, right. Would it travel through the streets of gold? Would it? I don't know.
No,
I don't have those answers. I'm not a theologian.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Also, I think the streets of gold, I mean, gold's very soft as a metal. So imagine, like, you're just repairing the streets of gold every goddamn day.
Well, I mean, there's no vehicles in heaven.
There's foot traffic.
You got to walk everywhere. Yeah, but I mean, how heavy is a soul?
I don't know. How, like, do the souls have souls? Like, S-O-L-E for the S-O-U-L?
I would hope. I have really cold feet. I'm like, I have to have something on my feet like all the time, yeah. Unless it's like 100 degrees. So I would hope it's that heaven is not one, like a barefoot situation, because I don't want it to. If it's 100 degrees all the time, that's going to be a problem for me. But so I'm going to need at least socks, you know, house shoes. I don't know. I just feel like if it's just souls walking around, like, you're not, it's not going to do a lot of damage to the streets of gold. But you, it might be. I mean, I don't know.
Personally, I don't want to go barefoot in heaven, mainly because, like, I don't know what's in those clouds. When I get off the streets of gold and, you know, like, I'm stepping on the clouds everywhere, that could be anything under there. It could be like a Lego block, like some, like a bee. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bees. Do bees go to heaven?
Bees?
Yeah.
No, like honey, they know bees. They know what they did.
Ooh. Like, even honeybees? Damn.
Yeah. Especially honeybees.
Ooh. We have all the things, like save the honeybee, and for what?
Yeah, no. That is God's justice being meted out on honeybees. There's no stopping that.
It's just the unfortunate way that the world, the cookie crumbles here.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, bees. You know what's up.
Bees are kind of just accepting of it. It's like, yeah, we know what we did.
Yeah, we know. It's fine. We're just making the most out of it. We're sticking together.
We're just trying to make
colony mates.
delicious honey for a little bit, but for a limited time.
Yep. Bees. Now for a limited time.
Oh, God. That's also what killed the billboard.
Yeah, that's on the next frame after our animal-inducing billboards. Then it's just bees. Now for a limited time. Oh. Do you think, are bees cute? Do you think bees are cute? Like an individual bee?
I think like tiny bees can be cute. Like, you know, like those fuzzy bees. You know, like, like either tiny bees, like honeybees, or those like very fuzzy bees that don't have like a stinger or anything, or don't like usually don't bother anything. They're just like a carpenter bees, I think.
Just fuzzy.
They're just fuzzy. They're kind of cute. They're a little annoying, but they're kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. What
about the bee movie? The bee in the bee movie.
I'm saying that bee's not very cute. I think a real life bee's probably cuter than that movie.
I agree.
Which isn't always true, because sometimes they'll take a real ugly animal, make it cute in a movie, but not in the bee movie.
No, they did the opposite. They did a caricature of the actor. I forgot who it was, but
was it not Seinfeld? Was it not Jerry Seinfeld? Was he in the B movie, or am I totally wrong about that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But that sounds like,
what's the deal with the queen bee?
It's like we makes all this jelly and stuff, and like I'm supposed to give it the honey and stuff, and like what are we doing here anyway?
Who's that for? This royal jelly. It's a really bad Jerry Seinfeld accent. I apologize for that impression.
It's all good.
It's not my best.
We did it during the middle of this rap breakdown in the song, which of course it has,
which
rap
is
breakdown.
The toughest part, isn't it?
It's rough. It's really rough. I mean
all of this is pretty tough, but the rap part is especially bad.
I mean, yeah, this is like one of the things where it's you know, they got it done. So kudos to them. Like they got like a succeeding web series and draw like their hit the video with it and all that. But that was they didn't have to bring us into it. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
just do it on your own.
Yeah.
Don't share it. Just get money from Microsoft and put it on Zoom. It was a totally Microsoft product. It was on Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. MSN Video and Zune, all Microsoft right. products. Microsoft bankrupt. Bill Gates was like, this is for me. This will help me sell Windows.
So the guild has, each letter has its own shield.
It's a bad design. It's a real
papyrus ass font.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough one. Mm. Did Felicia Day ever get on like real TV, or was she only ever on like Zune series?
She's on the, well, I think she's been on real TV. She's in the current MST3K.
Is that like, real TV though?
What is real? Like, it's real TV. I don't know. Like, it was on a streaming platform. That's real TV to most people.
I guess that's true.
I mean, that is that's about the closest we got to real TV, because I looked at a schedule of what is considered real TV. Nicktoons is only showing SpongeBob SquarePants all week.
All week long, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's like that and like one episode of Jake in the Big House or something like that. And it's just all SpongeBob all the time. What is real TV? What is love?
Real TV, John, it's The Curse of Oak Island.
You are right.
Which is a terrible show that I nonetheless watch every episode of.
Did they ever do a music video for The Curse of Oak
Island? Oh my God. If you could get those old muddy motherfuckers to do a music video, it would be the best thing that's ever happened. I promise you.
Would it be something about the Templars?
It would definitely be about the Templars. It would 100% be about, I'd watch it. Oh, John, stop teasing me with the idea of like Rick Lagina doing a rap breakdown of about the Templars. Stop it.
It would be in the form of an episode, because they don't have anything else to do. Why not have a rap musical episode in the middle of it? They don't have they can't find shit on that island. Oak Island is devoid of anything other than their presence at this point. They are not going to find any treasure anytime soon, so might as well go and make a musical out of it.
I mean, when you get down to the last season, when you know you're not being renewed, I bet that show gets fucking weird.
I bet so. I absolutely bet so. Also, now I just want to make The Curse of Oak Island the musical. That is 100% of my brain. I can't get it out. Thank you, Aaron.
Well, that I far be it for me to keep you from what is now probably your fate in life to make the Oak Island Broadway musical. So I'm going to tap so we can get out of here and stop watching this, for the love of God. Oh, God, John, do you even know how good Peace would have been if you had picked Peace instead of Love?
I want to know what Peace is, but I feel like Peace you're going to save for later.
I might save Peace for later. I might save Peace for later.
You know, sometimes to get to a little Peace, you got to get through a little bit of Love, you know? And that's what those are the two choices. And you know what? I'm glad we got this out of the way, which means actually, no, it does not mean we have a chance to, like, we'll never see it again, because I did that to you once with a Wendy's video.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so, we might do it again. Who knows?
Again. Oh, no.
We might watch it every week. There's no tell. You'll have to come back next week and find out. Have I told the story on this podcast before about how I went to high school with someone from the guild?
I don't think so, actually.
Because I went to high school with someone from the guild. It was it was a girl named Teal. Of course, when I knew her, she was but a girl because we were in high school.
Right.
And I had one incredibly embarrassing for me interaction with Teal, and that was the only time we came within like a few feet of each other, and it was awful. And then when I saw her on the guild, I'm like, well, I can't watch this now, because all I can remember, it was about the time I fell on her, because Teal Share is uses a wheelchair for mobility, and I fell on her one time in her wheelchair because I was a massive dork. Not on purpose, just ungainly motherfucker. It was a total accident, and I just like ran away. I was so mortified, I ran away.
That those are those, you know, those good high school skills coming into play.
Yep.
That is, I mean, that is
no. When she showed up on the guild, I'm like, nope, I've got to stop watching this right fucking now. Just right fucking now. This is bringing up too many incredibly bad memories.
As John the Angel Hurst says, be not afraid.
Aaron, oh, thank God. Oh, John. Yes, I forgot. You are an angel and I am but an animal.
I am
a homo sapien.
John Hurst is a seraphim and Aaron Littleton is an animal. Yep. A homo sapien.
Your embarrassing memories from high school can't hurt you. Mm-mm. They can only ruin Zune exclusive web series for you.
As long as you don't own an iPod or an iPhone or a MacBook, do you have any of those, Aaron? Do you have anything you want to admit to the High Lord at all?
I do have an old iPad, but I don't use it. It was just because my wife wanted it. It's my wife. I blame it. It's a whole Adam and Eve situation here. She wanted the fruit. She wanted the forbidden fruit.
You know what? Why? You know what that Apple logo has in it? A bite out of the apple. Know why?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. You and I are on good terms. I'll talk to St. Peter and. Oh, thank God. I'll make sure I got an eraser with me. I can take care of this for you.
Please just blame her.
Don't buy any more Apple products though.
Okay. I promise I will not.
Like I cannot, God is always watching, especially when people are at Best Buy. It's weird.
We're watching this video because this gets you on a whole other Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
It's like, oh boy. Okay.
Wow.
Pretty tough. Pretty tough. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This has been Video Death Loop. I hope you had fun. You can come back next week. John Hurst will be your host then. Mm-hmm. We'll still all be animals. Everyone involved will be animals. If you're listening, if you're, you know, hosting, you'll be an animal. I promise you. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe videodeathloop.com. You can go on basically everywhere. You can get podcasts and you can get it. You can get on your Zoom. I imagine if Zunes had their own branded podcasts.
don't know. I don't
or did
think
they pretend
did,
that whole thing didn't exist?
I don't think Zunes believed in podcasts now that I think about it. I mean, that seemed like they probably thought it was a fad at Microsoft, to be fair.
Yeah. Who would want to listen to that?
No, people talk. Jeez, no way.
Come on. They're only interested in nerdy music videos about World of Warcraft. And, of course, you could like us, follow us on social media, right? Send us emails. You can send us suggestions, questions, compliments, spam questions at videodeathloop.com. Great email address to send all those things to. Folks, thanks again. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.